On August 14th, 2010, a man was shot and killed in Prince George. It was a hot Saturday afternoon, and residents of the neighborhood heard the bullets ring out and later saw the body lying in the street. A few days later, CBC's Betsy Trumpner spoke with some of them.
It's very quiet here today, the corner of Oak and Monkley. There's police tape surrounding a duplex. Two police cars, two police officers stand guard in the street, three kids playing on a trampoline. On Saturday afternoon, in broad daylight, a man was shot dead here and lay on the street in a puddle of blood. Many family homes look directly onto this corner.
I only heard the shots, 8 or 9 shots.
Yeah, but you gotta see the body.
I standed right there and then I saw the body on the ground.
They didn't do anything to shield it.
How did that make you feel?
A bit scared.
Did it look real or look like a TV show? Or?
It looked real.
Down the street a few steps, there's kids' toys, bikes and wagons, basketball hoops and driveways.
There's a lot of kids that live around here, like, and they always play in, like, right there, so it was really scary and just glad that most of the kids were gone to the fair on the weekend. Kind of scary living so close to it.
Did you hear anything? Or?
No, I was in the bath. My friend texted me and she's like, somebody got shot on your street. So I got dressed really fast and ran outside to check it out. When I first came out, I seen a ton of cops and a guy dead on the ground. And kind of walked over to my auntie's house and asked what exactly happened, and you could just see the body right there.
So you saw it?
Yeah.
How did that feel?
Not too great.
It's pretty scary that it just happened, like, right there, and that all the little kids saw the dead body laying on the ground. Like, they didn't even clean it up right away, they just left it there, and like, there's still a big blood mark on the road and stuff, and I don't think the kids should still be seeing that. It should be washed away and like gone. Because right now there's little kids playing outside. And like,
two kids were right up looking and they actually thought it was kind of cool. But an hour later, their body was still lying there uncovered and a bunch of other kids came home. And I don't know, we kind of just told the littler ones that somebody was taking a nap on the ground.
Did they believe you?
For a while they did, until they heard the older kids talking about it.
So what are the kids on this block saying about this?
I don't know. Some of them think it's cool. The others think it's scary, and it's kind of just mixed up.
Police later identified the victim as Darren Munch and said the shooting was gang-related. 2 months later, the nationally published Maclean's magazine released its second annual crime rankings. Prince George had already topped the list once in 2009, and in 2010, using a combination of statistics looking at robberies, assault, and, yes, homicide, Maclean's once again dubbed Prince George Canada's most dangerous city. But people disputed this ranking. In the comments on the Maclean story, and in press conferences jointly hosted by the city and the RCMP, and in an iHeartPG campaign started on Twitter, they cited the positives of Prince George and the fact that they had never seen a crime happen. But people do see crime happen, and often those witnesses can be found in one neighborhood, the neighborhood where Darren Munch was shot and lay dead in the street. This is a neighborhood we're going to explore over the next few days in our special series, The Good, the Bad, and Everything Else. Welcome to the VLA.